It was an April morning when the world went completely dark. We joined Leonard and his family as they sit down to breakfast. The morning everything changed.
Whoa, Becky, you're having breakfast with us?
Yeah, whatever. You know, sometimes we spend a little too much time doing this family shit. Malachi, eat your fucking toast!
Come on, Becky. Leave him alone. He's our son.
Malachi, didn't I tell you to eat your fucking toast?
But Bobby, I don't like toast.
See, Leonard, you're turning our son into a giant pussy. I'm gonna have to beat the love out of him.
I think it's an earthquake, but it's one of those cool earthquakes that brings a family together.
Daddy, there's a monster up there.
Whoa!
It hurts!
No! Malachi! My family! Why can't I see?
Leonard found his way outside to discover that there was no light anywhere. Everything was dark.
Hello? Who's there?
What?
Do you know what's going on?
Who are you? Go away! I mean it! I got weapons!
Hey, look. We're all in this together.
Fuck you, man. I'm blind. I can't see shit!
I'm blind, too.
Get away from me!
Oh, shit. I gotta get out of here.
Leonard crawled his way into a nearby library, which happened to be lit up. An oasis in the darkness.
Oh, I can see. Oh, thank God.
Oh, great. Another white male.
I was blind, but I guess I'm fine now?
Ugh, all of us are blind out there. But for some reason, we can all see in this library.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
Becky? You're alive?
No, you're confused. I'm Roxy.
Why are you saying
you have blood on you. Are you hurt?
What? No, it's not mine. My family was murdered.
Hey, guys, I got a great idea.
Whoa.
Where'd you come from?
I know this guy. He's blind. Now, the way I figure it, nothing has changed for him. And maybe he can help us out and, I don't know, get us some good drugs?
Whoa, maybe you can hook us up with a dime bag of sight. What the fuck are you talking about?
I think we should listen to this drug addict.
Actually, my name's Alfonso.
Alfonso, sorry. Why don't we go find your blind dealer? Maybe he could navigate us through this dark hell.
Count me out. I'm staying right here where I can see the world.
Brilliant. Let's get going.
Tethered together, the three of them ventured out into the darkness.
So, Roxy, you look very familiar. Have we met before?
Yeah, just a couple hours ago.
No. You look so much like my dead wife.
I look like a corpse. Gee, thanks.
Oh, come on, please.
Oh my God, that was awkward.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say you look like a corpse, although the look is in. Monster!
Run!
Yeah! Oh my God, did you guys hear that? That was gross!
Watch it, guys! Why are you even running around out here? You know there's a monster loose. You should find somewhere safe, just not here. This is my alley.
Charleston? Hey, it's me, Alfonso. I brought some friends with me.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't worry, man. They're cool. They all like to party.
Alfonso? Boy, am I glad to hear you. It's time you paid me, motherfucker!
No!
What the fuck? I can see all of a sudden?
Whoa, me too.
You killed him! You killed Charleston! He was gonna somehow... what was the plan? He was gonna get us out of this!
Dude, I had to. He was gonna kill all of us. Plus, I mean, I could never repay him.
His life force must have restored our sight in this alley. Guys, you know what this means, right?
What it means is that we need to kill every blind person in the world.
Leonard and his new friends discovered an antidote for the darkness. As long as they kept killing the blind, the world would be restored. One small bubble at a time. Tonight's episode of Enter the Dark featured the talents of Matt Johnson, Kelsey Abbott, Jackie Buscarino, Mike Chilian, Sev Von Nigerian, and Abed Gaith.